Welcome back to the podcast today, folks. I am Kevin Kane with Security First Title, joined here today with my co-host, Mr. Brian Hearn, also with Security First Title. And we have a very special guest today, Ms. Tamara Jacobson with HomeSmart Encore. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So we're going to kind of get into a few questions with Tamara today. We're going to start with the main question: how did you get started in real estate? So let's look back to Tamara and see how that happened.
All right. Well, after my kids graduated, I took the voyage from Minnesota out to Nevada, and I've always wanted to do it, and I just jumped in with both feet, and I've loved it ever since.
Absolutely.
Was there any specific person, experience, or moment that made you realize this is the career that you really wanted?
Well, I've bought and sold a lot of homes myself, and I know kind of, you know, the way that it worked. And I thought, you know what, that's something I could do. But having kids at home, it was not something I could do back then because my husband traveled all the time. So it was just me and my three kids. So I couldn't just go and show houses like I should. You know, you kind of had to work around the schedule. And it's really hard with three little kids. But yeah. When I moved here, I didn't have any kids. I could do it the way I wanted to. I work 7 days a week, you know, whenever I need to. So it was the perfect way to really start,
yeah,
and it's really worked well for me.
Yeah, very nice. And then also, just kind of to get a little bit more about you, so you're not a Las Vegas local, where do you originate from?
I grew up in Iowa, and then I moved to Minneapolis, a suburb, and I raised my three kids, and after the last one graduated, I put my house on the market, and I left. And I loved everything about Nevada. I've gone back. I just actually got back from Iowa and Minnesota. I don't miss it at all.
Yeah.
Do not miss it. The snow, the mosquitoes, humidity. It's so nice here.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel your pain. I'm from Illinois, so
yeah.
I don't miss
the
winter season. Taxes or the winter. I'm good on both of those.
Yes. Yes, I do my slows.
Yes. And then kind of the generic question, not generic question, but a frequently asked question is, why is it a good time to buy right now?
Well, actually, it's a buyer's market. There's lots of inventory, and a lot of the sellers are lowering prices. There's opportunities with that, closing cost. With every deal I've done, I've gotten my buyers at least $10,000 in closing cost. So as long as you have the ability to buy, you're going to find a good deal.
Absolutely.
What are some of the biggest factors buyers should be looking at, other than like the interest rate and the home price?
You know, it's more about what they really want. That's the first thing. If you're looking for a new build, it's a great time. And they're like Lennar. I hate to plug them, but I will. The first year is 1.9%.
Yeah. Okay.
And after the third year, it's 4.99 for the last 27 years. You can't do better than that.
Yeah.
They're giving you closing costs. They're doing all of those things. So, you know, it's a good time to buy because you got those incentives and there's so much on the market.
Awesome. And then I know you're familiar with a program as well, if you wanted to maybe plug that one as well.
Yep. It's a program from One Nevada. I work with Robert Haviland, and it's actually for middle-income people. So a lot of the programs that we have are more for, you know, lower income, you know, help with down payment assistance, those types of things. But this is for middle income people. And you, as long as you have $10,000 of your own money and you meet the income requirements, credit score at least 620, you haven't owned a home in 3 years, you can qualify for $50,000 of free money.
Oh, wow.
It can go for down payment, it can go for closing costs or anything. And the best thing about it is you never have to pay it back. You don't have to live in the home for so many years. It's just free money.
Wow.
And it starts, and the only requirements are, besides those, is in March when the program really gets rolling, you're in contract. I've gotten two families into it, and it's been a great benefit for them.
Yeah.
You know, how they got a little bit more house for their money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their buck.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So that was kind of nice.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm going to help one of the family members again, the brother this time, go into the program.
Love referrals, right?
Yes,
right.
I love referrals. Yeah. That is right. And the best part is with this program, In November and December, if you're interested, you can go ahead and get pre-approved, get it all ready, because the day it comes out, it gets done. There's no more money. It's usually all gone that day, so you got to be ready and prepared. Okay. So something to consider if that's something you want
Absolutely.
To do. Free $50,000? I would have loved that when I was younger.
Yeah, right, yeah.
You know, when you start out. It's hard to build the equity.
Right. Yeah.
You know, especially in certain markets. I went through the 80s and the 90s. It was not pretty.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know.
Yeah, well, for those of you listening, if that program is something that interests you, feel free to give Tammy a call anytime and maybe get more information out of her on that one.
That'd be great.
Absolutely. And the next one we're going to go, which is a pretty talked about subject as well, we're going to be talking about buying versus renting. So one of the biggest decisions that people face currently right now is buying versus renting. You know, it's cheaper to rent, but you're really paying somebody else's mortgage when you do that.
Correct.
So if you want to maybe elaborate a little bit more on that.
Well, actually, at this point, I was actually talking to a friend of mine who is also a real estate agent. It's harder to get into a rental than people realize. There's a lot more requirements, and you got to have a lot more money up front. People don't understand that. Usually, if rent is $2,500, you got to come up with at least 3 months of that up front. That's a lot of money. A lot of people don't have that. And credit scores, you got to have a higher credit score than you do for this program.
Yeah.
It doesn't make sense. You know, so if you can get down payment assistance and you're able to get those, why wouldn't you buy?
Absolutely.
You know, that way you're doing your own thing. You can take care of it. And hopefully you build some equity.
Yeah.
And you can move on. And that's another thing, too. The last four buyers I've had this year, we've all had equity because we came in under appraised value. So they already starting out with equity.
Yeah. Perfect.
So that's really good.
Yeah. Is there any circumstances where renting would make more sense?
If you're not sure you want to live here.
Okay.
You know, you're just moving to town. You're not really sure you want to move in and, you know, put down roots. Because if you don't stay for a while, it's not a good financial thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then the local business spotlight. We love highlighting local businesses on our podcast here, so I wanted to know if you have any local hotspots or anything in town that you just love either the product or the people or the customer service.
I would say over on my neck of the woods, I live in the Northwest, we have a little restaurant called Grapevine.
Okay.
And it's really good. The food's good. It's a local owner. They sometimes have a little music come in, but the food's always good. And I take my clients there. I take my friends and family when they come. So
Very
I think
nice.
It's a good place.
Very nice.
And I like wine.
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say, they've got to have good wine there, right?
Yes, they do. They have like a whole section of wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what other than the wine, what other things stand out and make those small businesses stand out for you?
Customer service. Okay. You know, and like the owner comes around and talks with you. You know, he'll make the rounds and anything like that. My husband and I have come to a conclusion. We go to these places, and if we get bad customer service, we take it off the list. And we're really, you know, try to do the locals as opposed to like, you know, the big name brands.
Absolutely.
You know.
And in your opinion, is it important to really support local businesses?
Yes, very much so. Because they support us.
Right.
You know, when they buy, you know, or you know, they hire more people, that's more people coming in that may need places to live.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then we'll go on to the next one, which is going to be handling price objections. So I know a lot of times you're probably with a client who either thinks that their house is worth more or on the other side that thinks they should pay less for the house. How
Yes.
do you really go about handling that specific client?
Let's go with the sellers. I bring in my comps. We kind of go over things, the market. Everyone thinks their house is usually worth more than what it is because they love their house. They know what they've done to it. But you just have to sit down with them, go through things, and explain why I came up with the price I did as opposed to what they did. And usually most of the time they kind of understand that, but they kind of want to give it a try. So we kind of work through a plan based on that. You know, hey, how about a couple weeks? Yeah, we'll give it a shot, you know. But in this market especially, comps are really tough because things are selling under comps that sold 60, 30 days ago. We're just in that market. And the sellers just have to understand that.
Yeah. And then is there any other ways that you help understand or help the buyers understand the value of the home without making them feel pressure to spend more for the home?
Well, when I take my buyers out, I already have all the comps done. So when we talk, I can actually tell them, hey, why I think this house should be priced at this, based on what this house has and what the comps show. And that gives them a little bit of, you know, ideas on where they would be with this house, you know, so, you know, we're not trying to figure it out at the end. Right. And the house I had just put an offer in on, they actually ended up rejecting it because the seller is determined to get that price. And my buyer and I had a conversation. It's not worth that price. So right. We'll find the different house for the right price. Yeah. You know, you have to be willing as a buyer to move on if you need to. And I know you kind of fall in love with homes and you really want it, but you shouldn't pay more than what it's worth at the end of the day. We're out of that market. That was several years ago when it was real crazy, you know,
yeah.
But we're way past that. Yeah. And as long as the buyers know that, you know, they're usually pretty good with it, you know. And like I tell them, my job is to make sure they get equity in the house as best I can at the beginning. And that way they have something to start with,
right?
You know, so it's worked out well for me.
Absolutely.
Awesome. Good.
Absolutely. And then the next question I got for you is kind of a part one and two. So
okay.
One, I want to know your biggest real estate win. And then also kind of the reason, I'm sorry, we'll cut that part out. I want to know your biggest real estate win.
Okay.
And then also kind of your drive and your why. Why do you do real estate and why do you still do it to this day?
Well, I like helping people. Before I started real estate, I actually had a daycare for 22 years.
Uh-huh.
So that was very trying at times. But I loved everything, and I got to spend time with my own kids and then my grandkids.
Yeah.
So it worked out well. And doing daycare, you have to be very self-motivated, you know, to go through things. And real estate's very similar to that.
Yeah.
You know, that you have to wake up and you're working with different people and you have to just learn to adapt to everybody's needs, just like you do with the kids.
Yeah.
It's not a bad comparison by any means.
I think it's pretty spot on.
So that's the way I approach it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they'll call me up. I always answer my phone. That's my biggest pet peeve with real estate agents now. They never pick up their phone. And it really, I will call them and they'll text me right back and say, just text me. If I wanted to text you, I would have.
Yeah.
But I want to pick up the phone and talk to you because I can get done in 5 minutes on the phone as a half an hour on text messages.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that part, you know, is a little frustrating.
Yeah.
My biggest win actually just happened.
Okay.
I had a first-time home buyer, very nice kid, 22 years old, bought his first home. We went through a lot on this house. You know, we went in for a walkthrough. There was a water leak. So the whole ceiling had to be replaced. And we got through all of those, got him into the house. He texts me the next day, one of the air conditioners quit working. I said, okay, call the home warranty. Let's get this done. Well, home warranty didn't want to pay for it because they just moved in. We went through it, went through everything. After, I'm going to say 45 days, home warranty paid for it.
There you go.
3 days before that, they called me, the water heater quit working.
Jeez.
They said, call the home warranty. They did. They sent someone out and said, it's not covered. I said, what? Take pictures of it. I went and I got the pictures. I put it on ChatGPT because the guy that was there before said, it needs a condensation line. Otherwise, it's not covered. ChatGPT told me, no, it does not. So I sent that to the home warranty person that I work with. She says, okay, we'll cover it. So we got both of them covered. So that was a big win.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fighting.
Absolutely.
It took a long time, but we got it done. And he has now air conditioning and a brand new water heater, so we are good.
Yeah. So it pays off to have an expert negotiator.
That's right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like resilient. I guess that's a good way to put it.
Absolutely.
I'm not going to stop.
Yep.
And they gave me the best review. She said, I treated them like family. So that was the best thing I've ever heard a buyer or seller tell me. So that was very important to me.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Yeah, it was a good thing.
Usually when you deal with a client like that, too, you get a handful of referrals after that.
Yeah.
So that's
a
good thing. Yeah, absolutely.
I hope so. He's the nicest guy. And it's a tough thing when you're 22 years. They don't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? They really don't. He had his grandma and his mom helping him, but, you know, they had never you know, really come across those things. Mm-hmm. And I used a home warranty I work with, and I know people, and that matters, you know. And she stuck with me, and we got through it.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, because it was, you know, brand new. They had to put a brand new air conditioner in up in the attic, and that's like $12,000 at this point, you know. Yeah, and he doesn't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
So, yeah, my biggest win.
Absolutely. Yeah. And then kind of to go off that too, so do you have a specific type of client you like to work with best, whether it's first-time home buyers, empty nesters, somebody moving into their last home, anything or anything in between?
I work with them all.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Nice.
Which type of client's been the most fun to work with?
I'd say first-time home buyers.
Yeah.
Yep. I had a family out in Indian Springs with four kids. Never bought a house, you know, a regular house or anything. And it was just, it was great to see them. You know what I mean? So excited about it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So first time home buyers are very, very excited, you know, and they very appreciative. Very much so.
Okay. Awesome. And then if there's one thing you could change about the real estate industry in Nevada, what would that be?
I would say all the fees that they charge us.
Yeah.
There's a lot of fees, and a lot of some of the rules that they have, you know, are a little wonky, you know.
Yeah.
But in general, you know, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, compared to other states, you know what I mean? We don't have lawyers. I've had to sell my uncle's house in Massachusetts. That was a nightmare, you know, because of all the lawyers getting involved. And really, they're... Real estate agents don't do anything, just like in Illinois. They basically list it, and that's about it, and then everything goes to the attorneys, you know? So I like the way that they do real estate here,
absolutely.
I guess, you know? And they keep people on their toes and people responsible, you know? There's ways to get things done for people who have not been done right to. I guess that's a good way to put it.
It's good to keep people accountable.
Yes, very much so. Yep. That's a good point. Yes.
Yeah. My favorite difference from Nevada compared to Illinois was they have separate signing times, the buyer and the seller. So at Illinois, you'd have everyone at the same table. You'd have the lender there, all the attorneys there, realtors there, everyone was there.
See, yeah. I haven't had any attorneys because mine have been in Minnesota and that, and Iowa. In the one in Massachusetts, I wasn't there at signing. Mm-hmm. I could do it remotely, but yeah, it is a different thing, you know, and it's kind of nice because if something does go wrong, for example, my house in Minnesota, I sold it to them. Everything was great. I get a call from their attorney. They're suing me for $10,000. And I'm like, why? Well, there's serpents in the yard. And I'm like, serpents? And they're like, yes. So I had to go and defend myself. You know, and I know these people because we sat and I let them move in early, 3 days early. Mm-hmm. And they just totally came at me because there was gardener snakes in the yard because I live next to a farm.
Yeah.
And I had to defend
myself.
Those guys
are going to help keep out the rats. I would be okay with them.
Yeah. Well, obviously she isn't because she got rid of every plant, everything but concrete. Wow. So I was on that side and that made me actually fight a little bit harder now that I'm in real estate, because when I called my agent when I lived in Minnesota, she wouldn't even pick up the phone. She sent me a message, you're on your own.
Oh.
So, yeah. So I didn't want to be that agent.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, it's good. And with you, you're not that agent.
No, I'm not.
You are going to pick up that phone. You are going to help.
Yeah. Yes.
We're kind of into our closing statement now. So do you have any questions that you want us to ask you or any questions for us maybe?
No, I don't think so off the top of my head.
Is there anything that you think we didn't cover yet?
No, we talked about I wanted to get in my, you know, that Nevada plan at One Nevada, so we got that done. I don't think so. It's just, you know, people always say Nevada, you know, Las Vegas, you know, people don't believe people actually live outside the Strip, you know, and it's a wonderful place to live. It really is. I live in Desert Shores, and we have three little lakes, and it's kind of like living in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? So it's actually a very beautiful place to live. They have a lot to give. And if you don't like the big city, you can go to Boulder City. You've got Indian Springs. You got Pahrump, you know, and it's really a great place to live.
Yeah.
And people just got to take the time to see it for what it is, because the Strip doesn't give us justice.
Absolutely. Yep.
So.
Absolutely. Well, I think that is it for today. I want to thank you very much for joining us. And if you have any questions about maybe the program she was talking about, if you're thinking about buying or selling a house or just have some questions, Tammy is an excellent resource, so feel free to contact her whenever you can.
And those for listening, great. Tammy, how do we get a hold of you?
You can call me at 952-288-3039. I am a HomeSmart Encore agent. So, and my email, tamarajacobson1966@gmail.com.
Perfect. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
All right.
All righty.